This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So I'm in there with Judith White.
Yeah.
And Minnie Mouse. And we are antiquing, as is our way on Sundays. Yeah. And Judith turns to Minnie and she says, "Minnie Mouse, what have you got there?" And Minnie's holding this sort of carved wooden hand. It looks almost ancient, and it's giving you a middle finger, like to say "fuck you."
Yeah,
the hand is.
Yeah, yeah.
And she goes, "Wow, I can really use this." And Judith goes, "I think I could use it for something too." And she points up her rear end. Like, that's where she's going to put the finger from the hand?
What's interesting about that?
You're asking me?
No.
Oh, I mean, I just thought it was interesting.
Ease.
Oh, go ahead.
What's interesting about that? Ease.
Mm-hmm.
Two things. Minnie Mouse, she wants to use that special hand to do the middle finger because she can't do the middle finger. She can only do the su-fi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because she only has four.
Fingers.
But she can do a wicked super finger.
No middle one, yeah.
And I think those finger, the thing that you were seeing, did it have a little string at the end?
Yeah, it had candle. A little string, now that you mention it.
It's candle.
Oh.
You can light that.
But it is
it's a
antique.
Fire finger.
It's an old candle, I suppose.
Yes. And so, but I wonder if she knows that.
Well, you don't want to burn it too much, especially if you're going to use it.
Yes, it could end up being
so
a
that's
scary
an
inter- fire
so
situation.
That's an interesting problem.
Mm-hmm.
You've got that thing. It's your only way to do the true middle finger. And it's dark. What are you going to do? I mean, honestly.
Yeah, when you have the choice between...
It's dark.
Yeah, using it to give a middle finger and using it to...
For the light.
For the light. But you're assuming that you couldn't just
turn
light,
a light?
It. No, oh. Light it, but then it would still be used for middle finger.
But how much can you light it for? Because candles, and this is, you know, scientifically proven, they melt haze. And as a man of science, I think you'd appreciate that.
I'd like to see a little more of the science come out on that.
You don't think they've weighed in.
Come out in these things that are like, eggs is bad for you. Mm-hmm. And now suddenly they're good for you.
Now candles
are melting and now they're staying
now they get
forever.
Bigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, that's interesting. Brad, I think I need a little more headphones volume.
There you go.
Okay, and that's too much. And I do need you to split the difference, but thank you. Okay, I'm in a weird... Okay. Nobody yell, okay?
Okay, I was about to yell. The loudest part of the show is when I say...
And that's a little loud even for me, and I'm sorry, Brett. I do need it turned down a little bit more.
Turn it down way down for a second, and I'll do the hey.
Okay.
Is it way down?
It is way down, yeah.
Hey!
Did you hear that? Ease it back up. Yeah, I could hear that, but not loud. And are you turning it up? And it's nice for listeners to hear this part of the show. They don't always know. How does it work? This is okay, but more I need.
Because you would think that you would just be able to set it at a certain level every time, but... In particular, your needs are different every time you come in
Me?
Terms of what is going to scare you today.
Yes, yes. To be fair, I'm always experimenting with different things in my ears, different liquids, and seeing what's going to work for me to sort of lubricate and enhance my hearing experience. You know, I don't just listen and that's it. And I go, that's good enough for me. I'm not a fucking loser. I'm like, well, is there anything I could do for this? If I put oil, bacon fat, hog's blood, if I put, you know, anything.
Yeah, powdered hooves.
Yes.
It's usually
snout
pig.
Yeah,
components.
Well, it's definitely from some form of pig or warthog. And to me, I go, well, I'm at least getting another perspective. Like, I know what it sounds like to listen through snout lining.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz.
What up, what up? We got a, what do you want
to
talk
about? We got a famous week on the show this week.
Big one.
Which is Super Bowl. Football game.
Do football.
Now, you have a couple takes on this.
Yeah.
And I wonder if you're going to do them at the same time or...
All my takes?
Yeah, if you're going to try and negotiate both of your takes into like one big take.
Mm-hmm.
Or split them up into...
And parcel out the takes.
One and then the other.
Hmm. Like the takes are a little trail of breadcrumbs that lead you to my mind. Or is it just a big glowing neon arrow? Here's the, you know, maniac mind.
Yeah.
Or is it like, we got to keep following the clues and then... So, yeah, I don't know which I'm going to do either or even what you're talking about. So, should we talk about having a guest?
Yes. It's difficult for me to figure out in what order to say anything.
Yes.
And in this case, in particular, is hard. Super Bowl, we have a Super Bowl ad that we bought through Scripps Purchasing.
Here's the thing. We are obviously very big with podcast people. Only podcast people know about our show because it is podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes,
we should be even bigger and probably the biggest one instead of the third smallest one. And so our thinking is, oh, we're actually TV guys who are so smart on TV. And
yes, our TV is already in the TV. And that's working great.
And so people are watching the TV show but not knowing, oh, I need to listen to these guys on the podcast.
Put the podcast in the
TV. So can we put the podcast in the TV?
Mm-hmm. And we found a way to do that.
Can we put the lime in the coconut a little bit?
Yes. And the biggest TV of all, which is the big game.
Mm-hmm.
Which is actually, so we should actually correct this because we're not allowed to say
Super Bowl.
So we'll have to change this. And actually, big game is now being used by too many other companies.
Yes.
So we're not allowed to say that either.
We've got an ad during a very large event that we have managed to acquire that is going to expose the TV world to our podcast by putting the podcast in the TV, put the lime in the coconut, and drink it up. And
was the name for the, not big game, but like, catch time?
Well, I was going to say, let's have our guest... who sort of specializes in this kind of thing.
Yes, this is good.
He's an ad consultant. You've seen a lot of his work on TV during this event thing, the catch time.
Well, let's see what he comes up. That's one suggestion.
And so maybe you can have a word for not Snooper Bowl.
Right.
That's not big.
Not Snooper Bowl. Sure.
And it's not, you know.
No, thank you. This is what I do.
It's Brandon Gardner. Brandon Gardner. Did you say it?
No.
Brandon Gardner.
I wasn't going to.
Who's from Madison Avenue.
Yeah, if you're an insider in the ad game, you know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't we go over your CV, your commercials, very goods.
So I've done a lot of huge ones. A lot of people have heard about, if you're familiar with the GoDaddy work.
Mm. Okay.
God,
that's such a great campaign.
Yes, can I say, because end of the commercial, they say she's starting to take her, like, you know, get her bikini straps snipped off with hedge clippers.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, what's good? And it's like, go to the website if you want to see it all.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm going, well, she's going to be undressed against her will.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that, to me, is so exciting.
And you guys really delivered on that. When I went to the website
to see it all,
it was actually more than I bargained for. Right.
You weren't the only one who went to the website.
Yeah, no.
Over
200,000 people.
Oh, wow. Because I didn't see anyone else there when I was there. But
that's a big number.
Yeah.
That's great.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Were other people surprised by how far
you guys actually went. Yes,
yeah.
Just how much.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing
we're still
it
getting
all
emails.
Was more than I wanted to see, or what I thought I wanted to see. If you had described to me, it's going to be this level of sort of graphic.
Right. Well, a lot of people are
violence.
Surprised. It's not sexual.
No, there's no sex.
No, it's not sexual. It, at best, it's medical.
Yeah, I describe it as clinical.
Yes.
So you're looking at a fully nude woman in a non-sexual way.
Yes. Well, because they are snipping off her bikini top in order to perform surgery. Because when you do get around to the front, she's got a pretty gruesome injury.
Yeah, yes.
So, and that, I was surprised, but also I learned so much about just the way, you know, the human body, how resilient it is.
A lot of cross-sections.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, yeah.
You learn a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a teaching tool for me.
Well, that's my whole thing, is that I don't sell products. I tell stories, and I teach lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That's so nice. So that's a huge one. You said you've done some big ads that are very famous. Are you almost more proud sometimes of the smaller ones?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of the times I'm proud of the ones that honestly the client wasn't willing to take a risk on.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They got left on the floor.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. 5-second rule.
Yeah. Anyone's free to pick it back up and eat it.
Absolutely. And the same goes for advertising.
Yeah.
So I had one. I had one, and I don't want to say the company, but it's a German car manufacturer.
Okay.
And
Hitler.
I wrote, Hitler, big fan. And I wrote an ad, and it was little boy, Christmas morning, right? Wakes up, goes downstairs.
I'm seeing it.
And Christmas morning's universal.
I like the world.
They have Krampus over here, though.
Yes.
So he goes downstairs. His family is missing.
The Krampus took him.
And so he goes out outside, and he sees the family car, and he realizes, my family's gone, but now I have access to an automobile.
Hot set of wheels, yeah. Mm-hmm. How old is the kid?
4 or 5 years old.
And what's he pushing under the hood?
Oh, I don't want to say the manufacturer of the car.
No. I just mean physically. Is he rocking the big one?
That's sort of
how many cylinders
implied
does he personally work with?
All the protagonists
of
my stories.
And does that thing have a Hemi?
I would say, in genital terms, it's a big engine.
Uh-oh.
For a child.
Don't ride the clutch.
Yeah, you guys know. Well, God, I'd love to work you into some of these meetings with people who don't get it. Because you even bring up, you know, child genitals with the wrong client and they're out the door.
We know. We have to do ad reads for this podcast sometime and it's not good.
But the thing is, it's like when you're in the game long enough, subconsciously that's something people know. They notice it.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're looking at this kid.
And they're wanting
say
to
it without
drive a car
it.
Like
exactly.
That. So I'm sorry, I interrupted the story. So what happens? He sees that the car's there.
So basically,
it's not a Touareg.
It starts
but it might
sad.
Be.
Yeah, it's not a Touareg. He's sad that his family is. You see, eventually you learn that they've probably been murdered
by the Krampus.
Can I ask just how all this information is being delivered? Because what I'm visualizing is the kid walks down the stairs and just doesn't see anybody.
Right.
And then he goes downstairs and he looks at the car, but I don't know how we're...
Well, there's sort of crime scene details that you're seeing. It's like, something tragic happened here.
I see.
Oh, yeah. And a bunch of slow pushes on a bikini strap.
And they forgot to wake him up. The police forgot to wake him up.
His family was murdered and he slept through it.
Well, and does he maybe sleep in a secret room?
You know what? We don't specify that because it's hard to get that across in images.
But would that work?
Now that
I
would think be one of the easier things, which is just that he does a keypad on and just beep, 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 and then the door slides up and it's a bookshelf. And he walks out.
I couldn't come up with that.
Oh, well, that's very brave to admit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he sees the car, his family's dead, they got killed by the Krampus or something. Yeah.
And you just the
do you see Krampus prints leading off into the woods or anything?
In the original script, yes, and that was one of the things that even in a draft they made us take out. And
for fear of retribution by
yes,
the Krampus,
which is logical.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cease and desist.
He takes the car keys, he unlocks the car, and you just see a big smile on his face. Christmas isn't so bad after all.
Mm-hmm. So, and then he peels out, picks up a bunch of honeys.
Right. Well, actually, how it ends is if you want to see this kid naked, go to this website.
Oh, so that's sort of a recurring theme.
Yeah, that's, if anything, my sort of go-to.
That's like a signature commercial. And this is a 15-second spot?
15-second spot.
Oh, that sounds good. I can't believe that one got left on the floor.
Yeah, I was just thrilled when GoDaddy was willing to go with my style because I've been pushing for that for so long.
Yeah. Because I can't think of another ad I have seen where they've gone for that.
Yeah, and I pitch it every single time.
So let's figure out, and maybe we already know what this ad is going to be.
Yeah, I guess we have a good idea of sort of where we're heading with our podcast on the TV.
I'm so glad you guys are branching out into television, because for years I've been thinking, that's your audience. You're not podcast people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For 2 years.
Mm-hmm. 2 years. Even, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how long we exist. So you've been thinking that, and isn't it true that the best way to get your message out there is to put it on broadcast network television, mm-hmm. because that's just where the peepers live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's where the peepers are.
Not podcast people.
Yeah, none of these freaks that listen to this
lonely people.
Yeah.
And they fast forward on this. They go,
oh yeah, they can skip it.
Exactly.
Well, they have the technology now where they can skip the ads on a podcast. Mm-hmm. But what's great with TV is you're captured them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so they're basically in prison of commercial.
So we need to discuss, first of all, what name we should use for, not the Snooper Bowl,
mm-hmm.
and whether it's catch time, because there is catching.
Right.
Or
if there's catching, and I hate to be contrarian,
I
but
there's got to be a throw. Yes, I thought of that too. That's why I wasn't sure. And throw catch.
Throw catch sounds like throat scratch.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
And it's
way
and
too
that
much,
is unappealing.
Like nobody imagine.
No,
it's giving
no
me a throat
that.
Scratch just now.
Oh, Hayes, are you okay?
Let me take a sippy. Brett, can you give me your phone, please? Because I notice you looking at it a lot.
Really?
Yeah, just hand it over to me, and I'll just put it. And it'll just be right here. When we're done, it's going to be right here, okay?
So if this was my approach to a product, trying to come up with a name, first thing we do is we bring in people, we test names, and we see what's getting a kick.
What's getting a reaction? Well, use Brett.
Yeah, Brett's a great source for this kind of thing.
Great.
Hey!
Wow, that was a hell of an intro.
And for anyone who thinks that that's a sound sting that Brett just hit one button, he, as a keyboard setup, had played his own live intro music that he must have been planning on for years
Total
now,
improv.
Having an opportunity to do. We are in Brett's house. And I do
hey
feel
guys, welcome.
Ill.
Get cozy.
What are you hoping is going to come out of that? What's the goal of presenting yourself that way?
With the intro music?
Yes. I'm asking Brett, what do you like?
We'll make him seem like he's the king.
It does make right. you seem like you're the king.
You think you're the king of this podcast?
No, of this castle.
Of this castle, okay.
Well, okay
but this
well, then,
castle is not what they're listening to. They're listening to podcasts.
Well, I disagree.
If they were listening to Castle, it would sound like this. I think there has been a murder here. Remember that show?
Yes,
he always said Nathan
that. Nathan Fillion is one of my geek heroes. He's a hunk geek. So
I just wanted a new angle to...
But if you want to be the king...
Like come in kind of monotone and boring.
It sounds like the king's horns, but then the king doesn't say, hey.
That's true.
Say, mm-hmm.
Can I say this, though?
Presenting Sir Brett.
Hark.
Now, I'm not defending what Brett chose to do, but mm-hmm. would you agree with his statement that the way he's come in before sucks and is yes. shitty, and he should be trying something
different?
I definitely
appreciate the knowledge that something needs to be done.
Like, mm-hmm. something was wrong.
Yes.
Now, Brandon, you're in sales. Do you think that this was a good way for Brett to sell himself? I'm sorry.
It's okay. Is this a good way for him to tell his story? I don't think so. Honestly, and I'm in the same room with you, it feels harsh saying it, but you're not telling your story.
Yeah, this isn't his story, is it? It's someone. It's the king's story.
Well, you know what? I worked on a spot for a fast food company. Can't say the name,
mm-hmm.
but King is related to it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Checking the and
yeah, he wears a crown.
He wears a crown.
Mm-hmm.
And they did a spot where it was an actor wearing a king mask. And I had a lot of doubts about it, but I was thinking one way we could spin it is...
Is this Ben Schwartz video?
I don't want to say...
The cheating video?
Anything, but Ben Schwartz
was
wasn't...
like a billion views. He's making out with Sarah Burns.
I wanted to throw something in the end where you could go online and see the king without the mask,
mm-hmm.
which I thought would stir up a lot of stuff.
You want to see the whole... He's just creeping the mask off.
And it's right where you're about to, you know, recognize who that person is.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ooh, go online.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Who's the well, I don't want to reveal anything, but are you familiar with French film?
Yes, we were in one.
Film, yeah, we were in a French film.
Do you know Gérard Depardieu?
Yes.
He was actually the king.
Oh, it was mm-hmm. him. Oh,
okay. Well, I have trouble supporting him because I saw the middle third of a movie once that I think was about him being a pedophile.
That would ruin it for me.
Yeah. I think that's what he's playing, and I think he chose that.
So he could mess around and be like...
So he could do the mess around and go, it's for my role. And I just think that's nefarious.
So did we figure out a name for... Not the Snooper Bowl.
Yeah, well, let's bounce some names
off
Brett.
Let's bounce some
ideas. And we've agreed
Brett.
that intro didn't work. You're telling the mm-hmm. king's story, not your own story.
Do you have a musical intro that's less regal, that's more everyday dude?
Yeah, less Rob Regal.
Yeah, less Rob Regal.
Yeah, more everyday dude.
I mean, I could maybe work something out.
Work on it.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But Snooper Bowl, I mean, I could go over here.
And I don't think you can hear this, but he's banging on
the mystery of drums before our eyes.
That's not working right now.
No.
He's banging on drums.
Slammed an electric drum set.
And it's either doesn't have a plug or he doesn't have electricity.
I think you're right. Well, let's just pretend I did a really good
intro, and maybe we can plug mm-hmm. something in later.
Great. Okay.
Everyday Dude, I think, was going to be three hits of a snare drum.
mm-hmm.
That, for what I saw, that was going to be the introduction for Everyday Dude. So if you can imagine that.
Oh, well, he probably was trying to be like Animal from the Muppets. Did you see he died?
Animal what? Died?
Yeah, that's an article that went around. I don't know if it was being funny or not.
Wow.
Maybe it was... trying to be funny.
He's a real chameleon.
No. Okay. No.
How?
He's pretty consistent.
He's only got the one way he presents himself.
Well, I mean, that's through the eras, he's just kind of adapted, like always relevant.
Well, I'll say this. A chameleon is kind of always doing the same thing. Like,
yeah,
people
anything,
act like they change so much,
right.
But their whole thing is just like they kind of change color a little bit. They're kind of doing the same thing all the time.
People use that animal wrong to describe people.
I think they might.
Except for the way Brett's using it now, which is to say,
correct.
Does the same thing right. over and
yeah,
over
so,
again.
Yeah, there you go.
Always doing the same thing. Well, thanks, Brett.
Okay, what are some ideas?
Okay, great. So if we were in the room, a couple things that we do standard mm-hmm. are we would take a name... And sometimes we would do the inverse of it and see how that works. So we've got this event, and we won't say its name, but I might say mediocre for the first word.
Mm-hmm.
And for the second word, I might say container.
The mediocre container.
And just to get people thinking. Sometimes people like to.
Yeah. You're giving me an idea.
Great.
Thanks, small Brandon. Plate.
Small plate.
Now, that's already a popular phrase. Mm-hmm. That's tapas.
Sure.
I mean, that's tapas.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you guys like tapas?
It could just be tapas.
It's tapa.
What?
Small plates is tapas.
Tapa?
Small plate is just one tapa.
But tapas.
Oh.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
But do you guys like that?
It always sounds like topless bar to me.
Okay,
which
and now
I
we
love.
Okay. We all, but I think we're coming on to why we can't maybe sell this to the average man,
right,
because maybe he doesn't know what tapas is. It's tapar. It's tapas.
But you said small plate.
Yes,
singular,
which is un tapa.
Hey, when I'm doing a whisper in my microphone, don't answer back loud so everybody know what I ask.
Sorry.
So that one didn't work, but I didn't right. mean to get us off mediocre container. Maybe somebody else got a good idea off that.
Well, you were going to send that to Brett, right?
Sure. So Brett, as my everyman, mm-hmm. how does mediocre container strike you? And we have a very specific way we ask this. So it's a 1 to 5 scale. 1, cold fish. 5, hot to trot.
Mediocre to me.
What are the in between ones?
Okay. Normally,
what's a 2?
Normally, people only answer 1 or 5, but we've got the other one. So 1
it should almost
cold
be a yes.
Fish.
We've
no,
got
it.
Okay.
Point. Yeah. Good.
2 is warming up. 3 is sort of warm. 4 is really warm. 5 is hot to trot.
Hot to trot.
The middle ones are so boring. Yeah.
But where does the
I can
fish
see why people yeah. only pick 1 and 5.
How does the fish get involved from 1?
The fish is what is changing temperature.
Oh, I see.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, I would say a mediocre container.
Mm.
Oh, God, he's still in the sexual territory.
Well, that's okay.
A mediocre box.
Oh, God. And I also can see that what he's really saying is I don't think he knows the word mediocre. I think he's thinking meaty ogre.
Yeah, so he's talking
so
about
it's like a meaty ogre box.
Ogre
like a,
box.
Like a female ogre.
Ugh.
It's meaty. Oh,
so what would you say? Cold fish, hot to trot?
I would say kind of warm.
That's not one of the options. It's warming up, sort of warm, and really warm.
Sort of warm.
Sort of warm. Okay.
That box. Right.
Interesting.
Now, is the concern that if this is the opposite of what we want?
Right. This is the one strategy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And are we concerned now that the real thing is going to also be 3 in the middle of the scale, and he's just indifferent to all of it?
Yeah, sometimes you just get a bad panelist.
Yeah, okay, I'm feeling that.
Is that my story?
Well, it might be, and there's ways to spin it. But sometimes you get a dud where they just put 3 for everything, and you know, you go home and you waste
your day. And that's someone who kind of doesn't have a mind, is that right?
It's someone who's easily led. It's
yeah.
someone who has a hard time differentiating between choices.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Somebody who's guessing in every aspect of their life, just kind of hoping they yeah. happen to land on something
I
right.
can have someone fill out a small sheet and basically know their life mm-hmm.
and
just
would,
from that.
And that, so that person who's like really literally just lost at sea mm-hmm. and has no brain in a way,
mm-hmm.
would they be dressed like Brett?
Looking at him right now? Oh, yeah. He fits the profile.
Oh, good.
Big trapper hat. Little boots.
Those are little boots.
Little boots.
Those are my slippers.
Too small for your feet. You had to cut holes for some of your feet.
Can we try catch time on Brett?
Oh, yeah. Just,
great.
Just do it how you would normally do it, science.
Yes, science-wise.
So catch time. 1 is cold fish. 5 is hot to trot. 2 is getting warmer. 3 is
sort of warm.
Sort of warm.
I think 2 is
then
warming up.
Kind of warming up.
Mm-hmm.
2 is warming up.
2 is warming up.
3 is sort of warm. 4 is really warm.
Really warm. Uncomfortably warm or just...
For the fish.
It, yeah. For a fish. They like to be cold.
This is for catch time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a solid 2.5.
Okay.
So we have to round that up to 3, yeah. Which well, is you, really is what we were rule? Scared
I
mean, of.
I think honestly, you, temperature
I think
a
you're overthinking
scale.
Of it. You, this is something where you want to go from your gut. And it seems like you're trying to give the answer you think we want you to say, which is hard.
Well, I know you don't want me to say 3, but that's what I really feel. So I'm saying 2.5
okay.
is a good, so thoughtful.
Really warming up.
Yeah, that's really warm.
That's
really
sort of that's less than sort of warm.
Hey, should we have said on this by now that the Super Bowl will have already happened by the time that people hear this?
Well, yeah, because this will be a fun look at you know, they know that listening to it.
No. Yeah, but that almost makes it weirder that we didn't mention it.
Right. This is part of we should be moving right. a little faster because this is tomorrow.
We do have to have this Super Bowl ad completely recorded by tomorrow. And yes. also, please edit out me calling it the Super Bowl 2 or 3 times just now. That's not what it's called. It's called Catch Time or maybe the Snooper Bowl or maybe Mediocre Container. But right. it is not, and it's not called the Big Game either.
So, can
and
I
it could be called
answer?
Small Plate and it could be Tapa.
I think Catch Time is clearly better than Mediocre Container.
All right.
Wow. Okay. But they both got the same number from you.
What made you
Catch Time got a lower number.
What made you change your mind?
Yeah, that's right. It
initially,
did. It
was
a half point lower.
Well, I was still thinking about Mediocre Box. And then that I misjudged. And then I didn't really process Catch Time. And so I misjudged that one.
Mm-hmm. I think we do have to, as you were, I think, trying to sort of move it along. We do need to get this ad.
We should hear some of the ads. And we shouldn't spend
yesterday.
The whole time coming up with the name of the event because
yes.
that's really not going to matter
but
so
much. But it
does much.
Make it easier to refer to it if we are referred to it as Catch Time mm-hmm. from this
yes,
point forward.
And you seem to be really pushing the Catch Time agenda. And do we all remember who came up with that one?
We tested it in a lab.
He took my
very
phone.
Scientific.
Mm-hmm. A small plate is getting nothing.
Well, if it's topless.
Okay. All right. And that would be, I assume,
number one.
No, it's still
number 5. Hot
yes. yes. Sometimes, oh, wow. yeah, people just don't know what
don't know numbers. Yeah,
represent.
Or temperatures. Can't don't know either one.
Warm is always better.
yes.
So should we get into doing this? Because we have all the rendering software
yes.
and mm-hmm. things like that, mm-hmm. and Brett's going to help us arrange the tracks
great.
And all of that to get this thing going.
Yeah, so
and you're here
just
to help us decide, should it be rando?
That's
should
what
it
I
be
do.
Exciting?
Should it be
scary? Should it be fun?
Fun, funny, scary.
Mm-hmm. Should it be
should
sad?
Be rando? Should it be a sad commercial?
Which companies sometimes opt for.
To see the rest of this accident go online, you know?
Mm-hmm. And should it be one of those commercials where you think maybe it's a trick, you think it's for something else, like say,
ooh,
like
yes.
you were going to do a commercial for math, but boring.
Right.
So then it sound
math.
Like it's a commercial for jeans at first, and you're going, oh, I can't wait to see what kind of jeans this is.
Oh, okay. I was thinking the opposite, like fake boring commercial, and then we...
And then it turns out to be jeans?
Explode into the commercial, and it turns out to be jeans, and then...
Oh, fuck! Well, the fear is, I guess you lose them, they turn it off, turn the TV power off when they see that it's math.
That it's
they
math.
Don't get to find out it's jeans. I'm saying if you want mm-hmm. me to watch a math commercial, you might have to... And I actually think math is actually really fascinating. Debbie,
well,
do you agree with that?
But that's for you, and this is for like everyone else. Most people think math is sucky.
But math to me is fascinating, and as we do talk about the sporting event, Catch Time for now,
yeah.
Just because we haven't beat it, but Catch Time... I am so into that world of math and sports mm. and sabermetric moneyball.
Right.
And I'm kind of an expert about that. And I do understand every piece of that. But I also have a very funny joke I like to do about sports that maybe could even be a joke in this, which is whenever everyone, and you've seen this on the tweetosphere, when everyone is talking about some game. I always like to go like, hey, I'm watching the sports ball too.
Go red team.
Yeah. Did they get a touch dunk yet?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's and so it sort of pokes fun at the idea that someone would know the rules.
Now that was one of the takes. I was curious to see how you
whether I was going
to
parcel out.
Yes, how you were going to deliver it. Whether you would combine that with your other joke take, which is that you like the commercials more than the game.
Oh, yes. Well, yes. I only watch the Catch Time for the commercials. And we can dub in if we come up with a better name later. But I only watch it for the commercials. But I do respect, look, these are athletes. It's modern day ballet. In many ways, it's prime physical specimens performing some of the most amazing feats we're going to see. It's the new Gladiator with Russell Crowe. And I think that it is hard to hold both those ideas. How can he be so funny about poking fun at sports, but also be so funny about saying he likes the commercials and
Brett, why are you looking at your drums?
He's wondering why they didn't work before.
He's about to jump those drums.
Well, just they look great, don't they?
Yeah.
I mean, right?
I think they do look nice, but not in the way that you seem to be saying they look nice.
The way those sticks are just laying there a little bit diagonal, the white,
this
shiny
guy about to pull
snare.
A Judith Light. I mean, he about to pull gorgeous. A Judith Light with these sticks.
So did we decide whether it should be rando or funny or fun or sad?
Well, but can we use this idea of calling it sports ball?
I love that.
Because at the end of the day, look, am I invested? Yes. But it's just a game.
It's just a game.
I'm one of the people who knows it's just a game, and it can be silly that we even care.
And that might mean that people might shut it off and not see any of the other commercials for other podcasts, maybe, which is good.
And this would be a good way for us to scoop Feral Audio.
Mm-hmm. An underused Catch Time strategy is to do a commercial that actually makes people shut their television off, and no other ads then are viewed.
Well, because, look, is the game exciting and fun and a great way to unify the country and all sort of have a common language about something? Yes, but it's also just a game. And it's almost silly that we're invested at all.
And
so
the way
like
to articulate that most cleanly is to call it sports.
And act like I don't even know the rules, because then that kind of makes you go like, oh, I guess I'm ridiculous for knowing the rules. Mm-hmm. And I want to say to everyone out there, you can have this joke. There are so many ways to do it.
It's
and I'm
world.
Not going to be able to
generous.
Do all of them. So I think every version is valid. Just because you've seen someone do it before doesn't mean you shouldn't make a joke about how you don't really care about the sport by saying you do care about it, but then clearly illustrating that you don't know the rules, even though you probably do know what it's called. And that, to me, is the peak of satirical comedy.
How do we put that into a visual form?
Well, I've been sketching some ideas.
Idea. Oh, you have?
On these cocktail napkins I bring with me.
Oh, wow. Those are really nice. Yeah.
One
idea. These are from the Biltmore.
Yeah, I take 200-300 cocktail napkins from the Biltmore every time I go.
That's a big hotel.
It's fancy. So one idea I had was to use your joke, maybe we show people fans, faces painted, jerseys on, but what they're excited for is something that is so clearly ridiculous to the rest of the world. So
yeah, what asshole would be excited about this? Why should they enjoy something they like?
They're like, it's two dogs walking, and they're one person likes one dog's chances of walking faster and the other one wants another, or it's rain levels.
Yeah, and if the dogs have different color shirts on and they're basically just cheering for laundry at that point.
Absolutely.
Wait, what? I want to hear the rain levels one.
So there's like a fan, there's a man, and you can tell that his family sort of knows to stay away from him because he's nervous because he's a fan of rain levels.
Are rain levels... It's just the number of inches that you get at a rain storm?
Yeah, so he always wants big rain levels. That's what he's a fan of. And Monday morning, if it rained, he's in the best mood of the world. But you also know, stay away from Larry if it didn't rain.
Uh-huh.
Because his team, Rain, underperformed that weekend.
Yeah, he roots for rain.
And so you're watching it
and maybe
thinking,
the raindrops can be different colors sometimes. And at that point, you're just cheering for, like, you know, laundry.
Yes. And you might be watching it being like, oh, I see. Cheering for rain is not any more ridiculous than cheering for
sports ball.
Yes. Yeah. The Colorado Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
The Charlotte Panthers.
Yes. And yes. Very nice. So, yeah. And that is, it's all kind of ridiculous. But it is actually fun to watch. But it's just a game.
It's just a game. You can never remind people too much.
We can try. And then it says, are we in it at all?
Well, that's
what
we
am
talk
I
about
doing?
Those options. So you could actually play the guy.
Hayes a fan of Rain?
Play
he's
the
my
family.
Dad.
I love the idea of putting you in a family situation.
And the way you were showing that this would be illustrated is like, my fan. Say I'm the Rain fan.
Yes.
I'm looking out the window watching the rain and like cheering.
Yeah, I think so. Well, one idea.
Wait, hang on one second. Sean, do you have something? No one can see this, but you're holding up your index finger, and it really seems like you're
you're poised for something.
Trying to work something out.
Hot water burn baby.
Oh,
Wapner. Kmart, definitely. Nima came.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
you're
so
the Rain fan.
I'm being a Rain fan.
Yes.
And it's
people
a movie.
People will get this.
You think?
Do you think it will be confusing if I say hot water bird baby and I'm looking at water?
Oh, it wasn't for that.
Oh, this is just for
just
fun.
For us.
I like it.
Okay, and now move on.
So one idea to involve you both in it is maybe one of you is the Rain fan.
And the other's the Rain.
Or the other one is the Sunshine fan. And so you're both looking outside your windows. One person is cheering when the sun comes out.
Excellent driver.
The other person cheers when the rain comes down. We could throw in some Rain Man specifics, like counting toothpicks. Mm-hmm.
Well, you could be if we are going with this. If we are going with this rain, if we are going with this Rain Fan thing, and that's what I, or maybe you want to do that because it seems like you're really good at it.
That I'm the Rain Fan.
I could be Little Miss Sunshine.
Ooh.
Which I would love to be because I thought that movie really revitalized independent film.
Oh, God.
It brought Sundance back.
Well, the family was so fucked up,
mm-hmm.
but they were still a family. And maybe the people with the real problem are the people that were judging them for being a little different. Because I think, if I remember correctly, America was built on being a little different.
Yeah, they were Absolutely. Different. The family was different because the girl liked to dance.
Sexually.
And the son was a punk.
They
and
had essentially
there was,
sexualized their child.
And there was a mom and a dad.
Mm-hmm. And she's humping.
Yeah.
And the grandpa wants her to be more sexual in the dance that she does. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, she was almost 11.
If I'm being Little Miss Sunshine and you're being the rain fan.
Right.
I'm an excellent driver. Definitely, Dad lets me drive on Sundays.
Are we both? We can't both be looking out the window at the same
Charlie
time.
Bad at it.
Uh-oh, fart.
I think you would cut rapidly to different days.
No.
What did Brett say?
He wanted to do the fart joke from that movie. That's the most crass, low-class part of the movie.
We cut rapidly.
I wasn't doing the movie.
You were just announcing that.
Saying, uh-oh, fart.
You haven't seen the movie.
No. I know what, I know autism is part of it.
Yeah, yes, autism is used to comedic effect in that film.
It's a big subject these days. Sorry, I didn't want to distract.
So, okay.
I was just, I just
Well, you didn't want to distract. You just wanted to audibly say, uh-oh, fart into your microphone while other people were talking. But you didn't want to distract.
And I can feel the end of this conversation that you're playing out, that when you say autism is a big subject these days, didn't used to be as big a subject because we didn't used to have as many cases. Because
vaccination was not necessarily as rampant as it is.
We will give you the opportunity to talk about this. I have told you that we will
found the right episode for it, but you are going to get your platform.
This, we have a Super Bowl ad that needs to be finished. It needs to be on television in 17 hours. So there will be another...
Because I need a time. I need time. I need to work out the intro.
Yes.
Well, we don't have the time now. I mean, and I've read some of the documents you sent me, and let's face it, the numbers are compelling. So I'm not trying to tamp down your voice permanently, but for right now, we may just want to get into like doing some of these spec ads.
And we also have to schedule, find out a time for you and Engineer Cody to be there. Engineer Cody to represent the side that is disconcertingly pro-vaccination.
Yeah.
That he thinks that people should get vaccinations multiple times, even if they're already immune to something, that he just thinks the shots build character.
Wow.
And he also is pro-autism. So in a way, you're on the same side.
They agree, really.
He says that we should get more vaccinations so more people could be autistic.
Right.
Yeah, which, you know, I'll let him voice it because I don't totally understand that side of it.
So you guys do technically disagree
on just whether or not autism is good.
You disagree on whether it's good. You agree on the fact that it's caused.
Right. I could articulate his position, but it's really dicey.
You don't want those words in your mouth. Yeah. Mostly if there's something that Cody has said, I don't want to be on record as saying it, even if I'm quoting him, because if you pull it out of context, it's going to destroy me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And somehow he's indestructible. He's not in the wires listening to this, is he?
No, I protected this house. I shielded it as best as
there's a ring of salt around the house. I saw that.
Curry proof.
Yeah, burns him out.
Cayenne pepper. Like in all the little holes.
Make him sneeze.
Cool Hand Luke when they got the bloodhounds. So, Cool Hand Luke, Rayman, great movies. Let's talk about some of these ads, and let's just put them on their feet and see, is there anything that gets Brett hot to trot, or are we all a cold fish, or getting warm, or slightly warm, or really warm?
Okay.
Yeah.
Warming
so
up.
Do we start from a new, like, try a new premise?
Yes. Let's just
go.
For an ad, let's just go. Okay. I'm going to play a song, and we'll just go.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. I'll play every other character.
Okay.
You're both playing yourself. As a viewer of this for the first time.
Okay. So
you're just watching this ad.
TV fan.
Exactly.
Great. TV man. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, what are you listening to in your headphones?
What? I can't hear you.
Take off your headphones.
What? Sorry, it's raining too loud outside. I'm enjoying the rain. And what better thing to watch the rain to than what's in my headphones right now?
But I want to know what that is, what's in your headphones, and why are you cracking up laughing but learning too?
And then Mom walks in.
If you'd like to see the end of this argument, go online.
Okay, Brett. Okay.
That was difficult to follow. I mean, I was distracted by the groove. That sweet pepper groove.
It was taking you for a walk, wasn't it? The bass.
Right, yeah. It was a very walking bass line, a very petty-ish guitar line.
Mm-hmm.
And would you call that a mega groove?
Richard Petty, right.
Dick Petty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would I call it a what?
Is that a mega groove?
It's
so big?
Boss groove.
Mega boss, okay.
Wow. Yeah. The ad, I would say cold fish, but I did want to know more.
Like, and I would say we have a minute. Right. We have a minute. So that the ad just ended now.
Right.
So
the discussion would be.
So as of now, this is what we have to submit.
This is part of it.
And so, I have to send it out.
Yes. Yes. It's gotta be. It's aired. It's gonna have aired 2 days ago.
Some favors even to do this so last minute.
Well, and we appreciate it, but I'd say we're worth it, and this seems like a track where we're onto something good. Do we want to even try another ad?
I have another idea.
Okay.
Oh.
There's a Super Bowl party, so it's a little meta, and we'll call it a
catch time
party, yeah, or a small container. And they've invited you both as yourselves.
Mediocre Bucks.
But you don't follow sports. Topless. And so you're trying to keep up with conversation,
yeah,
not knowing anything about sports.
Uh-huh.
And people relate to that.
Okay, that's good.
Oh.
It's going to be a little hard for me to talk about it like I don't know what it is.
Well, right, he's so plugged
because
in.
Because I am such a sports, right, head, and I do read all the numbers.
Some of, right, that comes from me being a super athlete and a brain, and so I'm able, mm-hmm, to analyze it both from the physical aspect of I can pretty much imagine myself doing this stuff because a couple different choices and I'd be out there on the field.
And analyzing the angles in real time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, strategically really understanding
it's
it
rare,
and just knowing all the numbers.
Processing number algorithms to juke somebody out of their shoes, their sneaks.
Yeah, and that is how I see it, almost, mm-hmm, with like a Terminator vision.
Okay. So we're at a party.
You're at a party.
Okay, and we've got to pretend to really not know it, and I think I have a way into this.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Great dip. Hey, is that guy throwing the oblong?
Yeah, it's, you mean the football?
The what ball what? Hey, I hope he, is able to get a real home run.
Oh, like, you, I think you're thinking of a different sport. I think you're thinking of baseball.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I know that, but, geez, did the one big meathead, was he able to get a home run?
I don't understand, Brandon. Like, yeah, we're supposed to be. We want people to listen.
I'm surprised you stopped because that was really cooking.
I was in the zone. I was feeling it.
But for me, I'm like, I want people to listen to this because they like they think that we're smart. That like someone like, right, Sean is smart.
But, right, isn't it smart to say that you don't understand a sport? And doesn't that prove that everyone else is being silly?
Yeah, that's right.
The
okay.
key to comedy.
Okay, so you are doing this at the party. Like you do,
it's kind
actually,
of at the expense of people who enjoy it. Where it's
you
like,
do actually
hey, fuck
know,
you if you like this,
but you're like deliberately not knowing just to be mean.
Like I don't like it, and so therefore it's not valid at all for anyone. Is a cool attitude, I think, to take about anything.
Okay, and people will know, I guess, that we do know about sports, and
that's,
we'd like to talk about
the
sports
underlying
on the show
comedy.
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that you're winking at the camera as if, wouldn't it be funny if we didn't know what we were talking about?
Yes,
right.
Wouldn't okay. it be funny if I didn't understand it? Because that's how silly it is. And it is just a game.
I did like...
Yes.
Like, contrary to most mediocre box parties uh-huh. I've been to, that the two people were dancing and grooving as they were discussing.
I did appreciate
them.
Your way in. I wasn't right. sure if it was, you know, going to work as well as it did, but the
nice dip?
The nice
great
dip.
Dip. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
But sort of backing into each other and dancing,
uh-huh.
yeah,
and that, at each other,
and that you were yes, people I guess can see they'll see it on the commercial, but yeah, you were dancing a lot.
Well, I was doing the swim, I was doing the MC Hammer crab walk, I was doing sort of a staying alive routine. I did the Roger Rabbit, I did the Running Man, I did the straight up fucking boogie woogie woogie.
Yeah, you did. About
I did the electric
one,
slide.
One physical move from each of these.
Mm-hmm. I did the Macarena.
A very fast
I did the macaroni. I did the locomotion.
Visually,
I
it's
did
going
the
to be...
ocean potion.
Really powerful.
And it, yes.
Digitally.
Oh, God, yeah. I wouldn't be able to do that on camera. I'd be too shy.
Let's
no,
try a
got
version.
To green screen it.
Where it's two people who are legitimate sports fans.
Okay.
And I'm going to come in as your neighbor with a little bit of news that puts your sports fandom... in perspective.
Oh,
that sounds pretty good.
That sounds really good.
Okay. And we are sports fans.
This time you're sports.
We're just being normal guys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And are we, am I Hayes?
Yeah, you're Hayes. Hayes and Sean talking sports.
I've got to be Sean. Okay.
Hey, it's Hayes. Loving the game. Oh, look, he fell down.
Oh, yes. He's getting back up.
Hey, it's me, Gary, your neighbor. Sorry to interrupt, but the local school's on fire.
Oh.
And here I am.
God, I mean,
he
made a big catch, but now I'm worried about the school.
Kids are all dead.
It's Sunday, I guess.
So can we stop this song? I'm sorry, can we stop this Renegade song?
I was thinking of the same thing that you are, which is the song is never going to be allowed on television.
We can't. Renegades by Ex-Ambassadors is, unfortunately too true to its title, where it's such an outlaw sound that if they put it on TV, I would be scared of what would happen in people's homes.
Just listening to it now, as I was trying to play a normal,
yes,
controlled character,
you could see us struggling.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I almost exploded with rage.
I'm scared of what I'm going to do
against the structure surrounding me, the whole system.
When I hear that song and I go, and if they played that on a radio station or on, yeah, a TV, I think we'd have riots in the streets.
And when you came in, when Gary came, mm-hmm, in and said the school burned down, my actual thought was,
yes,
good.
Yeah,
good.
I'm glad. I'm,
yes,
glad about that.
And, no
and
more
I
school.
Hope I, and I hope I said it.
Is
and
this
no
still
more
the
school
ad?
And no homework.
Yes, this is
the ad. And no homework.
Yeah.
Right.
No more homework. And
break
I hope
all the
pencils. I hope all the homework
and
burned as
down
well.
Down with, wow, homework, Bart
the
Simpson.
Idea, the message, mm-hmm, of Renegade has
use the
sunk in.
Pencils as arrows.
Ooh. And so it's just a case of the wrong music.
Mm-hmm.
And now the ad's
that
over.
Can kill. I could tell you stories about music killing spots, killing stories.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
You want a good one?
Yeah.
Okay. You want a good one? So this was a ad for a major national seafood restaurant. I can't say which one.
Mm-hmm.
And they have cheddar biscuits.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Getting, yeah.
There's a family. It's Christmas morning. Family wakes up. They're having cheddar biscuits. They're enjoying themselves.
They slept in the restaurant?
Yeah. The whole idea of this pie is sort of, what if...
Come live here in,
yeah,
our
what
restaurant.
If a family lived in the restaurant?
Yeah.
So every day for them was this thing, which for most people is a special occasion. Would they get used to it? Would it stop? Would it lose its magic?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And the ad was, it never will.
Mm.
It's always going to be magical. But the song choices we made really killed that. And are you familiar with the song... Dust in the Wind.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was in a funny movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's, yeah, the first time I had heard it. And I wrote it down. I was like, I might be able to use this later in a story. And I did, and it did not work.
Yeah.
And I'm loathe to admit
it. Because the movie was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
The movie was so funny that Abel was to take the sadness away from the song.
Right.
But without the funny movie, what happens is it's just as sad.
It's just sad.
Brett, can I just say how proud of you I am that you didn't do any old school quotes just now?
Oh, yeah. Blue. Baby blue. What does he say?
He says baby, yeah, blue. Says it a, yeah, dozen times. Baby,
it's
blue,
great.
Baby blue, baby blue. I mean, everyone knows that part of the movie.
Yeah, I can see how that would really destroy the ad. I thought that last one was pretty good, pretty
the
interesting.
The concept of the ad,
mm-hmm,
yes,
I like.
Yeah.
The school's on fire, there's stakes, and the stakes are, I'll say it, medium well.
Ooh.
Pretty warm.
Is it the fact that it is Sunday, is that important to know because there are no kids at the school?
Yeah, if it was a school day, it would be too upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
It's dangerous because it's property.
I shouldn't have said the kids are all dead.
That, I mean, they would have to have died separately.
But maybe that's kind of funny, too, that somebody has to tell me. Like, there's no school on
Sunday,
dummy.
There's no school on Sunday. And that's a good way to, like, that's what we call a button.
Ah. Oh, well, that's so good. So it's maybe that's the ad, but that's the wrong song. Did we have any other ideas?
Yeah.
Well, I thought your reaction to the song was in the ad.
Oh,
that's
what
that's
I liked
point.
About it.
That's a good point,
that was
too.
Your reaction to him
coming
in.
Oh, and Brett
in.
Was able to connect
that's
with
interesting.
That.
Because a lot of times in commercials, there'll be a song playing, and you're wondering, are the actors aware of this music playing?
Yeah, right. And do they want to talk about it
do they
for a little while?
And it could be good for us, actually, to do something like Renegades. If we can sneak it on the air and say that we're
playing
a different song.
Yeah, just say, like,
We just labeled the
We're
tape,
gonna do Love Fool right. by the Cardigans.
With a different right. song. Yeah. And then it either starts as Love Fool and becomes Renegades.
Oh God.
Can you do that? Is that something can you can do that, Brett? Brett?
I can do that.
Oh wow.
Okay.
I just like the
way you said it, I don't think you actually
to me
can.
It's realistic yeah. the guy comes in with news like that and then the music keeps playing and then before you react to the news you say shut the music off. Right?
Well,
and then you argue about the music.
Yeah.
To me that was real wow. in a way that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah, it was ultra realism in a way sort of like Master of None seems to have just mm-hmm. stuck their camera into someone's life.
And then the way you were sort of wonky about the sport before, about the falling down and the getting up, and it was very detailed. And then
I will say some of the greatest ads come from mistakes, and you'd never know watching it.
Oh, wow. I wonder if you have a story about that.
I'm not sure if you're familiar. There was a car company, can't say much about it, but there was an ad they did where a little boy was dressed as Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar?
Uh-huh.
He was not supposed to be dressed as Darth Vader. He showed up on set, did the take, and people are like, what's with that kid? We can't see its face.
Uh-huh.
We're going to need to get licensing things, but it made the ad work for the first time.
But did his face is fucked up, and that's why he has that on?
He's one of those kids who thinks his face is fucked up when it's not.
He got vaccinated.
Yeah, he got vaccinated. It had an effect on him. And so
he's one of Cody's kids.
He's a beautiful kid, but he sees himself as deformed.
Oh, wow. God.
And I should say,
face dysmorphia is such a problem in our culture.
The one thing about Cody wanting more autism, it seems like he also, like, part of it is he wants to round all these kids up
and rule them in some way. And it seems like he thinks he can harness their powers. He's used that language, and again, I hate to repeat things he said. Yeah,
you're going down a bad path right here.
Yes, I'll nip it in the bud, but he has said that he believes he can harness their powers for his, you know, ultimate scheme. yes, sorry, scheme machine. So... That's good.
That is good. Maybe, and I also hope that if people do hear Renegades, that they will... throw their TV into the street.
Mm-hmm. And well, then, and as I've done a long time ago, and we all know that I don't own a TV.
But you live underground.
In my dad's basement, yeah.
As we all know. So you sort of had to, you do have that little window.
It was very hard to get it out the window. That little window. Certainly didn't hit the street. I had to make a sort of, just kind of trebuchet. I had to launch it with a trebuchet. Through the window, and I had to cut the TV into several pieces. But it did, you know, it
you had
did
to
make
push it
too,
up onto ground level, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Without, but it did make it to a street.
That's a great ad. What you just described, that could work.
Smash the TV and put it on the trebuchet. Hmm. And then launch into the street. And then really now, and it actually was very freeing for me.
Directions on how to smash the TV.
As a director?
No, I'm saying this is what we have in the ad.
Oh, well, I think it's someone gets angry. It's that universal thing. I'm angry. I want to throw my TV out.
Yeah.
Right? And so the audience is watching. And then they sort of realize, oh, he's in a basement apartment. It's going to be much harder to do that than he first realized. It's his anger almost goes away, or he becomes angry about new things because it's not going to be just that easy. I throw it out the balcony. Mm-hmm. It's I actually have to build something and figure out how am I going to do something
it's
that should
problem
be spontaneous.
Solving, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's funny.
Could you have like a dictionary definition of trebuchet on it?
Well, that's sort of plays into my new character, guy who says trebuchet instead of catapult and then acts like it's the more common word.
Ew.
Like he didn't know he could have gotten there a lot faster by just saying catapult first. And there is actually a difference between the two machines.
Okay.
They're different devices.
Is this the character?
No, this is as real as it gets, but okay. Then the character does always say trebuchet and then waits for you to ask.
Ew.
And hopefully you do.
Oh, so if I said, what's a trebuchet? I wouldn't
it's like
say.
A catapult.
That would have to be a character, too. Guy who doesn't know what a trebuchet
right.
is.
Oh, yes.
I do
For
know.
You, that would be a character.
So you will need
But Brett is
me.
Living that life of that character. And he said he needs a dictionary definition, which makes me know.
No, my
he
character's
know.
Based on Brett.
Oh, yeah.
All characters are based on someone you know, like someone from your
all
life.
All characters are based on Brett in some way or another.
That's one of
Very
those
flattered.
Truths. Every yeah. character, when you break them down, is eventually Brett.
Yeah.
They're just different takes on Brett.
You know, and not the Fonz, but most characters.
Right.
The Fonz, well, sort of in like what, like.
And not Benicio and Sicario either. Benicio when he's the assassin.
The two exceptions to the rule.
But sort of from an anti-Brett perspective. You have to start with Brett in order to come up with the anti-Brett, like the Fonz.
Yes, that's true. So it is based off Brett because you go like, what wouldn't Brett do? And then you start doing it and then all of a sudden you're the Fonz.
So if I said, what's a trebuchet?
Mm-hmm. Well, I might say like, it's like a catapult. I mean, it's essentially like a catapult.
Okay.
I mean, it's different. A catapult's sort of an arm, like if you just picture like a fixed spoon. I believe a trebuchet has like sort of a rope or a string that's fastened to the object.
Uh-huh.
And so it launches in that way. But they're very similar.
And this would be in the ad.
This yeah, we're mid-ad.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Wow, sorry. That was really good.
That was
yeah. And now the ad's over. So... to me, this is the winner because we have two original characters who are SNL ready.
Yep.
We're educating people. We're getting rid of some TVs. It's inherently comedic because he's trying to do something that should be a spontaneous sort of rageful momentary reaction, and then it winds up being a very involved process for him. I mean, everything about it is good, and the only thing that sucks is we didn't mention our podcast.
No, we didn't get the podcast out there at all.
You're an ad. Mm-hmm. Yep. You're a storyteller. Are the stories you tell, I mean, do they always have to say what the product is or why?
Well, one storytelling device I like to use that I think could work out perfectly in this one is, at the end, we would put up a website, and we'd say, want to know what this ad's for? Click on this, go to this website.
Oh,
otherwise,
really
you'll
like
never
that.
Know.
Yeah.
In Steve Jobs, the newsroom was mad they didn't show the product. The commercial with the marching and the people thought it was for the hammer.
Ah, yeah.
TV smashing hammer.
Right. Perfect.
Biggest ad of all time.
In this.
What do they do?
In that tradition, yes.
Smash the TV.
Uh huh.
Ooh.
And so it's an homage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's so good. And this was such a good episode of our show, our little show. And we've got our ad now, and we hope you enjoyed it. We're going to record it right now. And unless something goes drastically wrong with the actual transmission of the ad, you will be seeing it on the Super Bowl tomorrow, and you will have seen it 2 days ago, which is yesterday. Tomorrow, I'm saying, of course, in relation to today when I record it, and 2 days ago, I'm saying, of course, in relation to when this episode is released.
If you don't see it, the only thing I could predict now, based on Brett's behavior during this episode and what he's doing right now, is he is hoping to render this commercial on his drums.
Mm-hmm. And the drums are...
Look at them.
A sex object for him. So let's all get on iTunes and rate us and subscribe and do everything good and say hi on Facebook. And we love to hear from our fans. And do go on Reddit and argue with each other and then about, was this a good guest? And was it nice to hear us together? And then also go on the Earwolf message board and just have a completely separate conversation just about your own friendship. Thanks for being here. And Brandon, play us out, hombre.
All right. So, again, I'm new to the podcast world. I'm a storyteller. But I will maybe just say one ad again that I wish I had been able to put on the air that I wasn't. It's a little boy. He wakes up. It's Christmas morning. He's in Nazi Germany. And he realizes Christmas this year is going to be a whole lot different.
Bye.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Adam Sachs, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.